Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Congratulations on 20 great years, and just know that you're the only person I would ever get up and talk to at 6 o'clock in the morning.
I know you started this show when you were only, what, 6 or 7 years old?
Remember to keep going, because we're not done with you yet. Godspeed, amigo.
Welcome back to 7 to the Hour. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show in the third decade of the 21st century. Tiana Lawrence is our guest. Tiana is the author of Blockchain for Dummies. Tiana, I need your website, please.
Lawrence.com.
Say it again.
L-A-U-R-E-N-C-E.
Tiana Lawrence, like her name, folks, L-A-U. Tiana Lawrence with a U.com. So check it out. And the book is Blockchain for Dummies. It's awesome. I think I'm up to my 20th copy I bought and given away, Tiana.
Thank you.
So, Tiana, I'm convinced that going forward, one of the silver linings in all this is corporate America is no longer going to be able to drive profits to the bottom line by finding the singular cheapest way to make something from one source and driving all of their demand to that source, irrespective of the jeopardy, the peril it puts them and their stakeholders and maybe the world in, as in our 80% of our antibiotics being made in China, things like that. Wall Street, corporate America, I'm convinced, and we don't need to let them get away with this anymore. We're going to have redundancy, and if they say they're being redundant, we're not only in one direction to China or wherever it may be. If they say that, they need to be able to prove it, and I think blockchain is one of the ways to hold their feet to the fire to make them prove and be truthful about what they're doing. What do you think?
I totally agree. I think what we've seen is an over-optimization of systems, which it's a natural tendency of capitalism. It's how do you find the cheapest way to get something created? Mm-hmm. And we've seen that. I grew up on a farm, and you know, if you just grew one crop in a field, the field would die, and you'd
That's
have
right.
to keep on putting more and more fertilizer on it.
Right.
And the same kind of sense is we've completely optimized towards production. And so we need to find ways of seeing places in our supply chain that are weak and looking at redundancies, like how do we get a thing from more than one place at a time, and how do we make sure that those people are producing what they're saying they produce.
Well, that's exactly right. Don't you see? I actually think that the analysts who are at Wall Street, analysts who are complicit in this single-minded driving profit at the bottom line by not having redundant paths of sources of the supply chain. I think they're going to be increasingly requiring companies to prove that, and consequently it's going to cost money, because you're going to have to pay a little bit more for that alternative source of product. But I think that's going to be part of the backup to prove that you're doing this is going to be using blockchain, because blockchain, it's immutable, isn't it? Talk to us about the immutability of blockchain and why that's so powerful.
The first time that we've been able to have software that lets us go back in time and say, this is what happened at this point by this person, because at an administrative level, you could always go and change the information
right.
With software. And what this is it distributes the information globally and then creates economic incentive for people to keep the truth, because if they don't
yep.
keep the record of the truth, then they get kicked out of the network.
For example, if Enron's finances had been on blockchain, other people would have known half of their debt was parked offshore, wouldn't they? And they wouldn't have been able to get away with it.
And the other part is it wouldn't have to be, you know, months of of auditors going through trying to understand what happens. You could understand in real time and build, you could build AI that could identify fraudulent patterns or patterns that could lead to severe economic issues. And alert people in real time, hey, there's something fishy happening over here. Right. You should take a look at it.
So this is how blockchain will help us going forward, folks. It's just a technology, folks. It's not good or bad. It's how we use it. But the process of it, the way it works, as Tiana has taught us, creates an immutability that's a form of digital trust as far as I'm concerned. Hey, Tiana, great job today. Keep up the good work and come back soon.
My pleasure. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you. Tiana Lawrence, ladies and gentlemen. We always get smarter when she joins us. Tiana Lawrence with a U.com. Check it out. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.